18.
I don't have 18.
I don't have 14.
This is Tom Anthony, the composer.
Here we go. Everybody tuned up? Here we go. One, two, three.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it,
love is all alone, no need to waste it. You can never tell, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after long. You're gonna make it after long.
Picked up a signal from an 80s walkie-talkie.
Dean, the chair's turned off?
It's off.
All the music is warm.
Just like a real hand.
Their part in the recording of the theme song for a brand new television series.
You're in the next shot.
Might as well be, Dylan.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting.
Full tendons, nerve bundles from a live Doberman.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Whoa.
You're listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Please keep listening to Ken's last of the radio extravaganza, created live right now while you're listening, improvised, and going on until 7 o'clock tonight.
Is it alive, Daddy?
I think it is alive. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic.
You can't wait. You have to say something. Send email. Ken at counterfolk.com. Eventually, you might call 472-5667. See what happens that way.
Whoa.
Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Shuck! You must have picked up a signal from an 80s walkie-talkie.
The chair's turned off?
It's off.
Funny, it's warm. Just like a real hand.
He's gone to war. He's made in Africa and run away to war. This is a psychotactic roar. In case you haven't heard before, I think they think we're going to war. I think they think we're going to war.
Today, our fellow citizens, our secretaries, businessmen, military and federal workers, our way of life, the very worst of human nature, join with all those who want despicable acts of terror in our world. All that is good cannot touch the foundation of America, and no one will keep that light in shine. Thank you. Good night. And God bless you. The United States has aided and trained a number of terrorists, including my family. Today, our factions shall be carried out with military and federal workers, a way of life.
All that is good cannot touch the foundation of America.
You can press and fill up everywhere. The girls are headed for double wedding.
God bless you.
A very special day.
The United States has aided and trained and harbored terrorists, including ours. The United States and other nations have used diplomacy as a tool in time and in age. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, blackmail, terror, mass murder. Our first goal is to show utter contempt for the
positive attitude. The 11th grade EQA was written on a reading level between 5th and 8th grade. The EQA, out of over 400 questions, 30 of them were academic, and 385 of them were attitudes. When the district took the EQA, they got back a list from the state of where they fit with other districts in the goal. They had to write their long-range plan in order to change their curriculum to have their children achieve the minimum positive attitude. Well, how did they do that? What did they change? The state said, we'll help you. And they brought in technical assistance, either in person or in what were called resources for improvement packets that the state made available to the district. Those packets included lists of what were called validated programs. Those are programs from all over the country that had been tested by the federal government and had been proven to change the behaviors and attitudes of children in a specific subgroup. White male children with two parents who make less than $20,000 a year. All black female children in a single parent family who make more than $50,000 a year. They could divide the children up into what were called targeted subgroups based on your race, on gender, on ability level, on education of the parents, on socioeconomic status. And the programs were tested and then declared validated, meaning that they were proven to work, to change the behaviors and attitudes of children in that subgroup. And that's what has been happening in Pennsylvania education since the 1960s.
E-L-E-C-T-O-R-A-L. Electoral College. We got a tale to tell.
So what if we don't have a football team? At least we never have to write a theme.
No classes,
no professors, no tuition.
I bet someone in the park is looking for this
ball.
Hi, Barney. Hello, kids. I found this ball on the street. Does it belong to any of you?
Yes, it's mine.
Here you go.
Thanks for getting my ball out of the street.
You're welcome, Jackson. Helping people is all a part of being a police officer.
I see police officers directing traffic by my school every day. Do you ever do that?
Yes, I do. That's how we help cars and people use the street safely.
One, I got lost in a crowd of people, and a police officer helped me find my mom.
You can always count on a police officer whenever you need help.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show.
State-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting, bone tendons, nerve bundles from a live Doberman.
My favorite part of the job.
Is it alive, Daddy?
The police are people who
are the best job. State-of-the-art animatronics, enhanced with bio-organic graphics, bone tendons, nerve bundles from a live Doberman.
A-okay.
Because people helping other people is what this world's about. And police are surely people we can do without.
absolutely right.
A witch teacher is a person who gets help.
Picked up a signal from an
agent. Every day. If you like to help people, then being a teacher is A-okay.
Well,
Dylan.
Well,
state-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting.
We had about 300 names. Nerve we never even sent those letters because they were not matches at all, according to us. We didn't even bother going down that road. Whoa. The names were vastly different.
We're finding out, going county to county, finding out that at least 15% of the people removed from the voter rolls.
Picked up a signal from an 80s
were innocent of any crime. That's 8,000 voters. Half of them are black. 93% of all black voters in Florida voted Al Gore. Well, you do the arithmetic. And there's
state-of-the-art animatronics enhanced with bio-organic grafting, full tendons, nerve bundle from a live...
Catherine Harris, who's in charge of the entire voter purge project.
Hey, Max!
She's also the co-chair of the George W. Bush for President campaign in Florida.
So,
Clayton Roberts, the director of...
What do you do?
Picked up a signal from an 80s
I work with computers, math.
Math? What kind of math?
Number theory. Research, what? Mostly.
No way, I work with numbers myself. I mean, not traditional. I work with the Torah. Amazing! You know, Hebrew's all math. It's all numbers. You know that? Yeah, look. The ancient Jews used Hebrew as their numerical system. Eh? Each letter's a number. Like the Hebrew A, Aleph, 1. B, Bet, 2. Understand? But look at this. The numbers are interrelated. Like, take the Hebrew word for father. Av, Aleph, Bet. 1, 2, 3. All right. Hebrew word for mother, aim, Aleph, Mem. 1, 40, 41. Sum of 3 and 41. 44. All right. Now, Hebrew word for child. Right. Mother, father, child. Yellow. 10, 30, 44. Or it's just a long string of numbers. I'd say that it's a code sent to us from God. That's just good stuff. Check this out, okay? The word for the Garden of Eden, the Dam.
When you vote for president, and if you'll let me share some knowledge, you'll understand this big
$1 million
The state of Florida would not spend $100,000 in voter education, but the state of Florida spent $4 million identifying felons.
Then, county election supervisors found another flaw. Ex-offenders from other states who had their voting rights restored were also purged.
My rights were taken from me. My rights were stripped. Unlike other people, when I came from New York City, I had rights to vote. But when I went to vote one day, and the flyers would vote, I was told that I couldn't vote. I said, what do you mean I can't vote? He said, because you're a felon. I said, I know you're a felon. I haven't been to hire them. Well, felons in this state can't vote.
They mentioned that they wrote a note to Catherine Harris's office saying, well, we're not supposed to purge these people, are we? Back at them. From Jeb Bush's office saying, if there's someone from another state who comes into Florida with his civil rights but may have had a record, they have to ask Jeb Bush for permission to vote.
Pull down on my levers for the person of your choice. You're also choosing the state election. You will have the final voice of your choice. You're also choosing state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking electoral college, state electors. You will have the final voice. They're talking Electoral College, the electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking, Electoral College, the electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking, Electoral College, the electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking, Electoral College, the electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking, Electoral College, the electors, you will have the final voice. They're talking, Electoral College, and they'll need to stipulate the voters have selected to be the winner in each state.
That position has been rejected by the state Supreme Court, by a federal court. It was clearly illegal for them to insist that people have to go through the announcing process if they came from another state in which their rights were automatically restored.
Over 2,800 ex-felons who had moved to Florida, whose voting rights had been restored, were illegally purged from the voter rolls.
Our curriculum has been moving away from academics and into minimum positive attitudes since the EQA. And the EQA is still driving the curriculum because districts used it for long-range planning up till 1989. Why did they stop? They stopped because a mother down in Washington County named Anita Hose had a son who took the EQA. He came home and said, Mom, this test was really weird. She said, you must be wrong. I'm going to go down to the school and look. And she went down to the school and she said, I want to see the test. And they said, no. And she said, see, I'm the mommy. I'm allowed to see the test. And they said, no, you're not. It's a secure test. Nobody's allowed to see it. Big fine. You can see it. Mrs. Hope is the type of person that when you say no, she flunked locus of control. You know, made her want to do it more.
Very important.
The show is about people, things.
Oh, a doctor is a person who gives hope each and every day. If you'd like to help people, then being a doctor.
The show is about people,
A-okay.
And ideas all coming into contact.
The show is about people, is what this
ideas all coming into contact. The show is about people, things, and ideas all coming into contact. The show is about people, and things, and ideas all coming into contact. The show is about people, and things, and ideas all coming into contact.
Thank you.
Whoops.
Here you go, Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you remember to never run into the street. It's best to ask a grown-up for help.
Okay, I'll remember.
Well, I better be going. I need to patrol the rest of the park. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you later, Officer Phillips.
Federal Hatch Act.
You know I love country music and I practice daily on the out-of-tune cockamamie ukulele. But my daily ukulele playing ain't gonna get me far. I need a guitar, an amp, and some quadraphonics, and several hundred dollars worth of electronics if I'm ever gonna get to be a country western star. Gotta get me some dollars and cents. Dollars and cents.
Wow.
Now I hear you squawking, Miss Becky Sue. Why don't you drop by?
That's like that series you find in nature. You can make more dollars. Like the face of a sunflower.
Chill out, young lady.
See this man everywhere.
Fret, although you can't afford to buy that new equipment yet, you got a couple hundred bucks saved up in your birthday stash.
Why not deposit them dollars in the bank instead? Then at the end of the year, you come out way ahead, because the bank will pay you money in exchange for the use of your cash.
Hey, I'm... Hey, Max?
1326, restate my assumptions. One, mathematics is the language of nature.
Until we would ask the Department of Education to slow down long enough for the House of Representatives to at least look at the regulations so that everybody could understand them, so there could be some real input. And we won that debate by a vote of 150-47.
Hello, Star Gators, and welcome. We're backstage warming up for today's action, and our two players are getting ready to compete on some of the world's most exciting video arcade games. Right now, players, if you're ready, let's play Starcade.
It's fairly significant. And the Department of Education said, doing it anyway. And they are doing it anyway. If you got involved now, what they would say to you is, this is a done deal. Nothing you can do about it, it's a done deal. But first of all, that's not true, because the student learning outcomes have not been passed in final form. No one has signed them. No one has even seen the final form yet. And secondly, the legislature has the power to override the bureaucracy if they want to. And that's where you get involved, because at the legislative level, you ignore the bureaucracy and focus on the elected people. That's
99% prison. Vote Democratic. So they knew exactly who they were removing from the voter rolls. There was no guesswork here.
You had a Republican governor whose brother was running as a Republican for President of the United States, deciding how many of these potential Democratic votes were going to be cast.
In January 2001, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights held hearings in Florida on voting irregularities. The commission heard testimony from George Bruder, project manager.
On the day the joint session of both the House of Representatives and the Senate was to certify the election results, Al Gore, in his dual role as outgoing vice president and president of the Senate, presided over the event that would officially anoint George W. Bush as the new president. If any congressman wanted to raise an objection, the rules insisted that he or she had to have the signed support of just one senator.
Mr. President, and I take great pride in calling you that, I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct, deliberate fraud, and an attempt to...
The chair must remind members that under Section 18 of Title 3, United States Code, no debate is allowed in the joint session.
Thank you, Mr. President. To answer your question, Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a number of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by several House colleagues on behalf and myself of the 27,000 voters of Duval County, in which 16,000 of them are African Americans that was disenfranchised in this last election.
Is the objection signed by a member of the Senate?
Not signed by a member of the Senate. The Senate is missing. Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself on behalf of many of the diverse constituents in our country, especially those of the 9th Congressional District, and all American voters who recognize that the Supreme Court, not the people of the United States, decided this election.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Unfortunately, Mr. President, it is not signed by one single senator.
In writing and signed by a member of the House and a senator.
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member of the Senate.
The chair will advise that the rules do care, and the signature of the senator.
Not a single senator came to the aid of the African Americans in Congress. One after another, they were told to sit down and shut up.
And it's a sad day in America, Mr. President, when we can't find a senator to sign
the gentleman will suspend. The gentleman will. The gentleman will suspend.
Campaign, with the brother of the presidential candidate. We thought that the issue of race and voters settled in 1965 after the assassination of Martin Luther King, Voting Rights Act of 65. Now we're back to the basic issue. Do black people have the right to vote? Except this time it's not George Wallace standing in the doorway of a schoolhouse saying segregation now and forever. Now it's done quietly and with computers.
My grandmother came from Russia, a satchel on her knee. My grandfather had his father's cap he brought from Italy. They'd heard about a country where life might let them win. They paid the fare to America, and there they melted in.
Animatronics enhanced with bioorganic grafting, little tendons, nerve bundles from a live Doberman.
You're still listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. This is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. You can hear it every night from Tuesday, 6 till 7 p.m. You can listen to it after you've missed it or before you've missed it on the internet at counterfolk.com/last ever. Information and online audio archives to listen to are available there. You're halfway through Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, which is created live while you're listening, improvised. If you can figure out what it means, the proper thing to do is to write it down, fold it up, mail it in to 472-5667. Please keep listening until 7 o'clock to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best taco, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best romantic dinner spot.
has one of these happy hours.
These elements, when combined with sunlight, create the diverse living systems of our planet. One of those living systems is the rainforest, home to the most amazing concentration of life on our planet. These dense and beautiful forests cover only a tiny portion of the Earth's surface, but they contain more than half of the plant and animal species. Rainforests are also extremely rich and productive living systems, providing us with oxygen, food, medicine, and other elements essential to our lives. In the desert, nature has created a very different but no less beautiful living system. And while this arid landscape may seem like it, it is very much alive. The plants and animals that have learned to survive in these harsh conditions make use of what little water they can find and avoid the scorching rays of the relentless sun.
Where if you call 512-472-5667, you may be placed directly on the air. 472-5667 to contribute sounds or images for the improvement of the listening audience.
Of all the forces that work on the land, humans have had one of the most profound effects. The need to produce food for a growing world led to the enormous use, and sometimes overuse, of the land. In our search for more efficient ways to grow food, we often fail to realize the impact of our methods. Today, we're learning to live with the land, discovering better ways to grow food that will assure both human and environmental well-being. Same webpage to a show that's not live.
right now,
the show at the right time, but it was the wrong week.
But if it's the right time and the wrong week, you have some still call times at 512-462-5667. When you visit a webpage at encounterfolk.com/ever to the recordings at the top of the Vibe sound, whether or not there's a show happening live or not, yet you may be listening 5667 for folk.com and participate. When you visit a webpage at encounterfolk to the recordings.com/live sounds, at the top you'll be able to the recording of the show happening live sounds, yet you may be listening speaking on that same webpage to the show that's not live sounds right now. You may be the speaking by going to the recording, but if it's the right time by the sound base, you can still call speaking 512 to the recording 472 of live sound 567. Speaking to the recording of the live sound to the recording, speaking live to the recording of the live sound. Speaking to the recording, sketching the live sounds. On that same webcam speaking show that's to the recording right now, the live sounds. Speaking right to the recordings of the live sound.
Best happy hour or cheap meal. Best barbecue. Best taco. Best sushi. Best pizza. Best pizza.
Speaking to the recordings.
What do you hear? Why is it? Why is that?
Maybe you're calling in the wrong week. Maybe you're calling in the wrong week.
I'm not sure you're saying it.
how important trying to communicate how I felt. And I just realized how important having a voice was. Just to say, just to be able to say that you don't agree or that you don't like what's going on. Just to be able to say it even to one other person.
Best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deals, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi,
so what about
best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, which you feel, best barbecue, best tacos, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant, best romantic dinner spot, best happy hour, or cheap deal, best barbecue, best taco, best sushi, best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant.
Coincidence refers to angles that coincide.
And in mathematics, two angles that coincide are said to be two angles that fit together perfectly. We have taken a term that means things that fit together perfectly. Assume that somehow it's all done accidentally.
Best pizza, best veggie burger, best new restaurant.
You had the experience yourself. You can give him best practical advice. Let him know you are available if he wishes to make a decision and tell his story. But do not insist upon it if he prefers to consult someone else.
I answer that if it ever reaches, it must spring from amongst us.
And you merge into the now by giving up your attachment. And some of you have heard me use the metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat. The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life, the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is. The wake is a trail that is left behind, and it's an illusion to believe that it is the cause of your suffering or your struggle or your difficulty.
Thank you.
seeking money from him. But he's just handing the DVD to you so you can watch my movie. The DVD that you bought. But you're not buying it. And yet you're watching it without paying me any money. See, I think that's okay. I mean, that's always been okay, right? We share things with people. And I think information and art ideas should be shared.
Radio Extravaganza. This is still Ken's last ever Radio Extravaganza. You can listen to it live while it's being created every Tuesday night from 6 until 7 p.m. Or you can listen on a computer, on the internet, via a webpage that has the archives of the past shows that have already happened. They were live, they're not live anymore. You can pretend. You can visit the webpage counterfolk.com/last ever. It's hard to remember that. And you can type in Ken's last ever Radio Extravaganza into a search engine. And there you would find and you would listen and you would hear. This has been a live performance of Ken's last ever Radio Extravaganza. To find out what sources were mixed together while it was all happening, you could visit that same webpage or you can send email to ken@counterfolk.com. Or you can ask me questions, since I'm here doing this. This is happening now, and I'm right here. The phone number is 512-472-5667. You can only call that and get me when you're listening to this live. If you're listening to the archive of this, it makes very little sense. But why not call anyway? Speak to somebody. Say hello. For the next 2 weeks on Ken's Last of Radio Extravaganza, you'll be hearing rebroadcasts that were live, but they're not live anymore. But they're very nice indeed. You'll be hearing George and Adolf, and the following week you'll be hearing Bludgeoning the Unconvinced. And then, in 3 weeks, Tuesday, 6 to 7 as usual, you'll hear a new live show as it's happening. That does not happen quite yet. Thanks again for listening. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Thanks again for listening. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Counterfolk.com/last ever. Ken@counterfolk.com.